First, let's talk about the greenhouse effect. About half of the sun's heat that reaches Earth is absorbed by the land and water. When the sun goes down, the absorbed heat is slowly released into the air. We also have an atmosphere, a layer of gases surrounding the Earth, that absorbs some of the sun's heat and also helps keep the released surface heat from floating too quickly off into space. The atmosphere is like a blanket that surrounds the Earth. It lets in just the right amount of the sun's heat, about 70%, and reflects the rest, sending it packing back out into space. Like the plastic or glass covering a greenhouse, water vapor and trace gases like carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide trap the heat radiated from the sun. If we didn't have these greenhouse gases, the Earth would be an icebox. Our average temperature would be about minus 18 degrees Celsius. People refer to this heat-trapping role of the atmosphere as the greenhouse effect. To understand why we are getting too warm in our greenhouse, let's look at carbon dioxide, one of the most important greenhouse gases. Carbon dioxide makes up about 25% of the natural greenhouse effect and is therefore a key player. A number of things can put carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. For example, the burning of fossil fuels from driving and idling our automobiles. If you have smelled the fumes from a car, you have gotten a nose full of carbon dioxide at the same time. Also, a number of things remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. For example, plants and trees through photosynthesis. Over the past 10,000 years, the balance between the annual atmospheric release and removal of large amounts of carbon dioxide has been remarkably stable on average.